I'm Tom Rowe in the WGXC Wavefarm studio, and I'm joined by Kathy Start and Maureen Forrester of the Friends of the Caro Public Library, who have an event coming up November 1st called Antiques Appraisal. Is that right?
Antique Appraisal Day, yes.
And can you tell us, well, first, what is the Friends of the Caro Public Library?
Well, the Friends is a group of people who hold events in order to raise funds to supplement the official library budget. So we raise funds that might help buy more books than had originally been planned, or provide programming. The most recent program that the library ran, Stanley Maltzman, a local artist, did an art workshop, and the Friends money paid for that. So we're basically fundraisers for the library.
And the library is in a relatively new building. When did the building open?
When did the building open? 2 years ago?
June 2012.
And you guys were telling me before that, it's almost the 50th anniversary of the library, and before that, where has the library been in Caro?
Well, most recently it was in the town hall, and prior to that, the first library was in the back of a building that is near the bridge on Main Street.
Where the creek is?
Yes, by the creek.
And but now you're behind the town hall in a almost brand new building. It's a couple years old now, and it's a great facility that has a meeting room that the community can use for different events. And you guys put on all kinds of workshops and events there too, don't you?
Well, the library puts on a lot of workshops there, but the community does use that room a lot. Sometimes we want to do something and it's already booked, and both Maureen and I also belong to the Peacemakers of Caro Quilt Guild, and we meet there. But they have a yoga group there that meets regularly, a GED program meets there during, I think it's only during the normal school year that they meet, but they meet there on a regular basis too. And I'm not sure who else does. There was a knitting group that's meeting there. So it's used a lot, the community room. And the library is used a lot. If you go in there, there's hardly ever a time where the computers aren't busy. There's hardly ever a time that the people who work at the library aren't busy checking books out for people or helping other people. The library is very well used by the people in our area.
Yeah, and there's a youth room that's usually, it seems like it's full when I'm...
There's a teen space and there's a children's room. It's a beautiful, beautiful resource for the town.
Well, tell us about this event. It's called Antiques Appraisal.
Antique Appraisal Day. It's happening on Saturday, November 1st from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. It gives people an opportunity to find out if what they think is trash might be treasure, or what they think is treasure might be trash. So I've been putting in little publicity things. Find out if you have trash or treasure. And there are professional appraisers there.
And this is at the library, or where is it?
It's in the community room at the library. And the library's GPS location is 15 Railroad Avenue, Caro. Some people come from a distance for things. And just saying it's on Main Street behind the town hall might not be so helpful to them. So that is the actual address, 15 Railroad Avenue. So for a small donation per item, the appraisers will look at what you have and give you a value for it. And sometimes they're interested in purchasing. So you might have an opportunity to sell things if that's something that you wanted to do. Catskill School, and I can't remember if it was their booster club or what organization it was, they had an antique appraisal day maybe last year sometime, and I went. And I brought some items that I wanted to sell, and they wanted to buy them, so I was very happy with it. So it's not just you could find out what the item is worth. You might be able to sell it.
The appraisers themselves are the buyers?
Correct. And that's why they do these programs, because the donation that the individual would make to have their item appraised does not go to the appraiser. It goes to the Friends of the Library. So the appraisers would be willing to do this because they might find some things that they could then resell and make money from.
So there's a small, everybody, the way the Friends of the Library is benefiting is there's a small registration fee to bring items into the, to get appraised?
Well, it's not a registration in that it has to be done ahead of time. The day that you come there, you bring, let's say, three items. You have to make a small donation for each item. If you only brought one, you'd make one small donation, and the Friends of the Library gets to keep that money.
And you said you went to the Catskill event last mm-hmm. year. What kind of items did people bring?
Well, there were dishes, there were guns, coins, jewelry. There were paintings. What I brought was all dishes, so I'm trying to think of what other people had brought, and that's... I can't recall anything else. But there was a wide variety of items that were brought, and... At that appraisal day, I'm pretty sure that there were three appraisers, and they each kind of have their own specialty. The man who we have organized this with, and Maureen has been the spearhead of the organization of this, is Robert Maringolo, who is from the Greenville area, and he brings other people with him. So it doesn't cost us a thing to do this event. But we get the proceeds from it. So it's a wonderful event for us, and we're looking forward to hopefully having a lot of people come in and find out whether they have trash or treasure.
And so it's a little like the Antiques Roadshow
yes.
television show on
yes.
PBS.
Yeah. Except there's not going to be a TV camera there. And it's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So you got a chance during your day you can bring
right.
stuff by,
yes.
whether it's better in the morning or your afternoon's better that day. And that's Saturday, November 1st?
Saturday, November 1st from 10 to 7 in the community room at the Carroll Library.
And on Facebook, they can search for Friends of the Library or Friends of the Carroll Library? What is it called?
They can search for Friends of the Carroll Library. They could search for the Carroll Public Library. There's two separate Facebook pages, and the information is on both of those Facebook pages. And if anyone is interested in joining the Friends of the Library, they could come to a meeting on November 6th at 2:30. We meet at the Carroll Library. There's no fee to join. People are friends of the library who don't even come to meetings, but they're willing to help us at events, or they're willing to make some refreshments for an event. So if you're the kind of person who loves to come to meetings, the next meeting is November 6th at 2:30. If you're the kind of person who doesn't like to come to meetings, you could check out the Facebook page and see what's going on. You can call the library.
You can come by the Antiques Appraisal
could.
Day November 1st from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., is it?
7
p.m.
10 to 7.
And then also then the big event coming up is the 50th anniversary of the library, right?
Well, we're calling it the Golden Jubilee.
The Golden Jubilee.
And it is celebrating more than 50 years of public library service in the town of Carroll, which... is pretty good for a little town like ours to have such a beautiful library and to have had community-minded people so interested in starting a library way back that it has grown and grown and grown to such a beautiful tech-smart library. There's Wi-Fi in there. There are people who may not actually come in the library. They sit in the parking lot in their cars with their own laptops and access the Wi-Fi. I can't remember when it was. If it was probably in the summer. There were a lot of people outside on the benches using their laptops, accessing the Wi-Fi. But there still are many, many people who actually like to have a book in their hands. So...
And it's also like a great community meeting place.
It is.
You come by for a book or to use the computer or something, you end up running into someone you know, or
yes.
or you come by for a meeting at the in the room, the community room.
And a lot of people are surprised, including at a town board meeting. One of the town board members was quite surprised how many people are using the computers there. Most people think everybody has internet access. Everybody doesn't have internet access. And
probably a lot of people have slower internet access
sure.
than the library, too.
And internet access isn't just entertainment purposes. People find out jobs online. They write their resumes at the library. They can get help with that. So it isn't just all about entertainment. It's a way for people to check their emails if they don't have internet access.
All right. So tell us again the details about the Antiques Appraisal event, November 1st.
Well, I did forget to tell you the Golden Jubilee is going to be on November 20th at 6 p.m. We're going to have some special recognitions. There's going to be an art exhibit hung for that evening.
And where is that at?
It's also in the community room at the library. We are inviting local as well as regional important people, we'll call them. We're having some musicians from the Carroll High School do some music for us there. What else?
Will there be
doing?
Cake?
Oh, there'll be cake. There will be cake, and there'll be other kinds of refreshments as well. And that's on November 20th at 6 p.m. The Antique Appraisal Day, again, is Saturday, November 1st, from 10 to 7 at the Carroll Library in the community room.
And folks can go to Facebook and search for Carroll Library or Friends of the Carroll Library.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kathy Start and Maureen Forrester, for stopping by the WGXC Morning Show this morning.
And thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to be here and speak about this upcoming event.